Three, two.
Well,
yeah.
Wait, you're waiting for
yeah, we're waiting for
Lenny. Starting everything.
Okay, we can make the red light come on.
Tell them that. I've been doing it. They just didn't know where it was coming from.
Yeah, okay, no, just want to let you know, man.
She's a woman. She's got to keep her secrets. Pop Library on the Road. I'm Richard, along with
Lenny,
April,
Jonathan,
and we are here with Vance Majors. He is the chief engineer of Starship Valiant. His character's name is Eric Menard, and he's been kind enough to host a this is hard for me to say, I just want you to know, he was kind enough to host Promenadicon. This is the inaugural con, basically, of 2015, of October. He's hoping to make this a regular event where fans could just come and relax, enjoy the Starbase Studios where he films Starship Valiant. And we appreciate you doing this for us, fans. So.
No, thank you, brother. Good to have you here.
For visiting with us as well as hosting the event as well, the con. Because I know this, you started this probably not realizing how much work it's probably going to be.
No, I just thought it was going to be a couple people coming, having fun, geeking out. And, yeah, it's been a ton of work,
There's
man.
There's a lot more of us geeks than you realized, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, this is your official first year doing the promenade. How does it feel to have so many people?
To be in charge.
Starting, yeah.
To have so many people.
There's so many people here already, and it's only 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. How does it feel to see all these people this early in the morning?
Oh, it feels good on one side. Overwhelming is a one way to put it. It feels great, man. I mean, you're going off of adrenaline, that and coffee, lots and lots of coffee. It feels great because you get to converse with people. You almost ignore the fact that you only had 4 hours sleep.
That's true.
I mean, you go on, you know, 60 hours working every week. You go on that overtime and you go, God, man, my life's so monotonous. But then you do stuff like this and you meet all these interesting people and you're just like, screw it, man. It's just so much fun.
Yeah.
It's great. It's really awesome. So it's a great feeling.
How long did it take you to put this all together? Like, did you start this within a year process, or what kind of process did you?
We filmed the special edition for Starship Valiant at the mid part of May. When I was driving back, I thought, you know, we really need a lot more sets built. And I have a group that we've been, at the time it was about a little over 4 years. And I thought, you know, I've got a lot of friends that we keep talking every year about, man, we need to meet up. We need to geek out together. And Oklahoma City is, we need to get together and keep, you know, geek out. And Oklahoma City is kind of a central location, and they keep seeing the pictures that I post. This would be a great place to just kind of get together, and if we can kind of get some donations, get some recognition here, which, you know, this is what the place needs. You know, I hate when things get stagnant and people stop talking, because when people stop talking about stuff, that's when things kind of die out, and I don't want this place to kind of die out.
Well, and you do mention you want to further stretch out the Starship and everything. Do you have any sets, particular sets in mind that you want building coming up?
Yeah, the first set where Scott Johnson's gonna plans to build Richard Wells and Scott Johnson plan to build, who are the people in charge of the studio, is the captain's quarters, which you can redress as the mess hall, and then you can redress that again as the briefing room, and then you can again tear those down and redress it as, like, say, Baylock's you know, ship or something else. You know, it's like you can redress that room as almost anything you want if you get creative about it, or, you know, use a section of it and just, you know, shoot it as something else. So it's like that one room can almost redouble as almost anything else. So
do you plan to expand the building wise any? Like, do you have any plans to go into a bigger area if it gets to that point?
Or? Not really, because the studio we have right now, even though space is limited, the potential for what we have to use here is limitless, because you can tear down sets and you can rebuild it. It's almost like a giant Lego piece for what you can use, per se. To use, you know, that geek vernacular per se, you can just, you know, put the stuff up, tear it down, put it back up, something else. And that's, you know, for the donations for the raffles and whatnot, you know, that's what we can do here. So we can, you know, because we don't pay rent for the studio we have, because the people here, they don't charge us for the rent, and they're very, you know, we're very gracious for the people not doing that for us. And, you know, it's just we're in a very nice spot. So that's one reason why we don't charge people. You know, we just take donations when people come to film. And, you know, it's just a nice, cozy place, and we're very comfortable. So it's just a very, very comfortable spot to be in.
And rent-free is pretty hard to beat. I mean, you got to admit that.
Right.
Rent-free.
Exactly. I tried not to. Right. I was trying not to come out and say that. You know, it's not my business to say that. But yeah, exactly. Right. That's, yeah. Rent-free is pretty hard to beat. But yeah, it's just, you know, space is limited, so that's why you kind of got to tear down some sets and just kind of put it over to the wall and then rebuild the next sets. And that's one reason why I came up with the whole raffle thing. Because I felt kind of bad charging friends, hey guys, come here to my thing and then pay $50. You know, it's like, yeah. And that's the one thing that I hate with, like, because I've been to conventions before and they charge you an arm and a leg, and it's like you've already got to cover costs, you know, to fly there or to drive there.
Yeah, conventions are very expensive.
Yeah, and then hotel rooms. And it's like, first off, I thought, you know, I'm not made of money. And I've been broke before, and so it's like, if you're paying for a vacation, you know, you've got family and you got bills, it's like, my mentality on anything is real life kicks in. So if you're making the drive, I'm not going to charge you. And donations, it's like, hey, give what you can. You know, people are more than willing to give more if they're giving out of their heart than if you have to pay something.
Yeah, free will donations can be one of the best ways to make money. Look at right. GoFundMe.com. I mean, how well that's doing and right. stuff like that. I mean, you could even do this on that.
Right.
And get people to donate to you through GoFundMe, and then they get to see, like, the you know, premiere, you know, they get, you know, special access. And I've never really messed with it, but I've heard a lot about it, and it seems to be doing really well. It's a great right. way to get more donations and also more exposure
right.
to get more, because everyone loves Star Trek.
Can the studio do a GoFundMe though? They can't though.
I'm not really
straight donations.
I think they can do.
They're kind of a different entity, because it's an entity rather than a person.
Well, I'm not really sure exactly on the specifics on that.
I'm not a lawyer.
Well, I know that the studio's not allowed to make a profit, and right. I stress that to anyone from Paramount that may be listening to this.
There's no profiting.
None at all.
It all goes back into sets.
Right. The studio's not allowed to make a profit.
So any money you make, you have to put back into it.
Right.
And you will. And you are.
And that goes... Exactly. Any fan film, it's the same way. As soon as you make a profit, that's when Paramount can come in and shut you down. Uh-huh. And anyone that thinks, oh, we're just going to pocket the money and no one will know, dude, don't do that. Don't even try that crap. It's not the way to do it.
Do you think if you are a real fan, and if you are a big enough fan to want to put the work and effort into a fan film and share it right. for everybody, I don't think you're worried about the profit.
No.
If you're worried about profit, you shouldn't be doing it.
Right, exactly.
Original work
right.
and trying to make money.
Right. And that was one thing with the reason why I came up with the raffle was because... You know, I've got quite a bit of toy collection at home and stuff. Like, my wife's always like, you need to sell that and make some money. And it's like, eBay, you know, it's like you never make money off of eBay.
Everyone else is just as savvy.
Right, right. Everyone's got better stuff than you. And so I thought, you know, I know plenty of people that are coming to this. Why don't they make some money off of me? You know, I'll sell, you know.
I'll whore myself out.
But, right, exactly, exactly. And then everyone else.
Say it, didn't you, Rich?
I'm sorry.
You know, so I thought, you know, I'll sell a ticket for $1. You can buy as many tickets as you want. You know, they can leave with some cool items, hopefully. And then other people saw that and they thought, well, hey, I've got a couple items to donate. And then, you know, yeah, we got models that glow in the dark now from people. Dude, yeah. I mean, we've got so many cool items, you know, and it's not just, you know, it's not just my, you know, hoard out collection now, you know, it's, you know, we've got really cool items like Gary Davis from the Dreadnought Dominion film that's coming here. He's got this rank collection from TOS era. Dude,
he's had pictures on that, hasn't he?
Yeah, okay, dude. Yeah. I mean, it's such a beautiful. Like, I want that for my room. Like, it is so cool. Like, and I think it's set him back like $50. And it's like, I know we're going to make our money back off that. But, you know, it's like, I had someone that was like, hey, I'm going to make this thing for $150. I'm like, no, don't make anything. Like, just bring something that you have from home.
Right.
You know, something that's not going to set you back. Because what if we don't make money off this? Like,
exactly.
Because my thing is just bring something that you have that you don't use. You know, don't dig through the trash and be like, hey, I found a banana peel. Like, don't like that. But just, you know,
Leonard
something
Nimoy
that people...
Leonard Nimoy actually ate this banana.
Right, right.
I got it autographed and everything.
Right, I've got to use napkin. Like, no one needs that. But it's just, it's stuff that, you know, people are going to leave and enjoy. And my thing is, like, if we don't make any super profit, I don't care. Just people come and have fun, recognition. Because my thing was... If people come to the studio, take pictures of themselves in Captain Kirk's chair, then it's recognition and we've done our job. And if people leave and have a good time, that's all that matters.
So is this planning to be an annual convention for you now?
For me, yeah, because I have a post online that went viral, so I have tons of friends that I don't necessarily know, but they follow me for some reason. I don't think I'm all that interesting, but they do. My wife doesn't even follow me. She's like, I don't want to hear what you say.
Follow me either. I can say anything I want.
Right?
No, it's the men's job to follow the wives.
But yeah, like every October I plan to do this, just because it's like, I mean, until people stop coming, then yeah, just because
you're just
it's
gonna run it till the wheels fall off, right?
Basically, yeah. Because there are people who couldn't make it this year that are like, hey, next year I want to come, and it's like, as long as there's an interest, yeah, because it's like, you know, I mean, I don't want to milk this dry, but yeah, I mean, as long as there's people who want to come, then yeah, because the studio can always use help, the studio can always use recognition, and people are always going to want to come see the bridge.
I will be honest with you, we've had plans to come and see this for a while, I think since June, July, when you first let us know. So I've been so excited about this, and now that I'm here, it's just kind of, it's like all inspiring, and it's just kind of cool just to be in this area and like watching all these people, you know, getting all dressed up. It's really cool. Yeah.
Like I've told almost every interview I've given about this place, like I've told everyone, I'm not a classic TOS fan. Right, everyone thinks I am because I have filmed Valiant, but I'm a Next Generation fan through and through. I love DS9, that's my favorite film. But everybody like the first time I walked on this bridge, I got goosebumps. Like I almost teared up because it's like I remember this from my childhood, and it's like just walking on this, like it's almost life changing because it's like you see this stuff, and it's like, man, I remember this. And yeah, it's just plastic buttons and nothing really does anything. But when you close the doors and you just let yourself feel the environment, it's just it's that real, you know, and it's just so cool.
Okay, doors.
We're going to shift just a little bit because I know you got other duties you're needing to do, but just to kind of talk about some of your upcoming projects. We know you're in Starship Valley, and I know you've been to other places doing filming. Kind of discuss what you're doing. Is your character reoccurring in the other films, or are you playing other characters? Just to let people know what your activity is in the near future.
Well, I am an executive producer on Dreadnought Dominion, which is a film that is coming to Starbase Studios to film here as well. I am also an executive producer on Star Trek Anthology, which may eventually come to Starbase Studios to film. But right now they're filming out of Phase 2, the studio that's up there. So I've got my hands in a lot of different projects. Next year, I will be filming my own Star Trek film called Starship Melbourne. I have part of my cast that will actually be here, and we'll be taking pictures later on today. And I'll be revealing the cast photo. We're not dressed up or nothing. I'm just inviting the cast down. But we'll be taking pictures on, and I'll be introducing the cast next week. And we have the ship already done. The script's halfway written. It's not polished or anything, but we'll have the script out in December. It's going to be a 6-part storyline. But I have a definite story that I want to tell, and once we're done telling it, it's done. Yeah, because a lot of fan films, they want to just keep going and kind of milking it, and it's like I have a definite story that I want to tell, and then I'm done. I don't want to keep going back to the well and keep milking this thing. Like I have a definite story, and then I'm done. I'm walking away. But I know every character in and out. I know everything that I want to do with that, and then walk away. My goal is I want to inspire other story. You know, other people that have a story they want to tell, and they think, you know, oh man, I can't do it. I can't tell a story. I can't get there. I can't. And my goal is to inspire other people to be like, yes, I can. Because it's like me, I'm nothing special. A lot of people look at me and they're like, oh man, that guy's so great, or oh man, he can do this. And no, I'm not. I'm just a forklift driver, and I got way too much time on my hands. You can do what I do. I'm nothing special. I'm just a geek. Any geek can do what I do. Just have that passion. Help inspire other people. Just be real.
Stay young.
What? I'm not. Dude, I got
fun and stay young.
I got no hair. I'm overweight. I'm not young. I'm just, you know.
You have an attitude of being young.
You're on. You said you have your hand in a lot of pots and a lot of different films and everything. So, is the traveling really hard? Does that take up a lot of your time to get there?
Well, the thing is, like, I put myself out there. And I talk to a lot of people. And the thing is, like I do a lot of networking online. I'm like, hey, you guys need help with this? I can help you out. A lot of people are always looking for that return. Like, hey, can I be in this? Hey, can I be in this? Hey, can I be in this? For me, I'm not looking for that return. I'm like, hey, I can help you with this. What do you need? Hey, I can help you with this. What do you need? I'm not looking for, hey, can I be on camera? Hey, can I be on this? And because I help people out, they're like, hey, can I do this? Like Dreadnought Dominion. Because I network and I help people out, when I post ads, you know, I was like, hey, do you guys need an ad for your page? I do a lot of networking. Yeah. I can help you out. They were like, you know, they sent me a message like 2 days later. Hey, we need help. What can you do? And I'm like, whoa, that wasn't the response I was looking for, but all right, well, what do you need? And then, you know, through the grapevine, we started talking more. It's simple stuff like that where it's like you don't know what's around the corner. And that's what people fail to realize. They're always looking for that short term, what can I gain for right now? If they stopped that mentality and they looked at the bigger picture, then they would find themselves in a lot better position. Screw the small picture. Look at the bigger picture. Like the Promenadicon. I don't really care. If nobody shows up and nobody donated, I don't really care. As long as everyone had a good time and they walk away with some good memories, okay, we're out maybe $100 with electricity and whatever. You know, we're out maybe $70 with the porta potty we had to buy. You know, okay, whatever. People left with a good time and a smile.
There is a bathroom here.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we don't want to have to dig a hole and go there. You know, you know. But I mean, if we lose money on this, okay. You know, everyone's always worried about that dollar sign. I'm not. So it's just one of the things where it's like, stop looking at the smaller picture, start looking at the bigger picture. And that's what people, they need to start focusing on the right things. And that's what fandom has forgotten. You know, these bigger conventions, they're so worried about the bigger dollar sign. Screw that. And that's what I love about Starbase Studios. We're not looking at that dollar sign. We're looking at making the fans happy. You know, that's what this is the studio is about.
So keeping that in mind, when you got into Starship Valiant, and you are on screen, you act in that show, was that a design? Did you want to act, or was that something you say people keep asking, you know, you're like, I can help, and they're like, okay, did you get like kind of roped into acting, or was that something that you really wanted to do and be a part of a Star Trek fan film?
Well,
Rich, as far as an actor,
Richard Wells messaged me about a week before I came out to the studio, and this was I think like first week of December. Richard Wells asked me, we were both in a Star Trek group together, and I do, like I said, I do a lot of networking online, and when I post an ad, I'm like, hey, what do you guys need, you know, if anyone wants me to post, you know, ad for their group, send me a request and I'll do it. Richard Bell's like, hey, would you advertise for my studio? I'm like, all right, what is it? And he sent me an ad, you know, the link for Starbase Studios. And I was like, oh, cool, you got a captain's chair. He's like, well, I got the whole bridge. I'm like, oh, yeah. All right, cool. And he sent me a picture of, I guess, George Takei was sitting in his chair. And I was like, oh, cool. He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, man, that'd be cool to sit in the captain's chair. He's like, well, we're actually filming this Sunday. And I think it was for Yorktown, which I've since done storyboards for John Atkins. Which is kind of cool to be kind of linked with George Takei's name on that. Which again is one of those things where like you never know where you're going to end up. You know, I came down, you know, I instantly called my wife. I was like, hey, they invited me to this bridge. What are you, you know, call into work this weekend. See if someone will cover you. Because I'm like, I want to go sit in Captain Kirk's chair. Because, again, you know, it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime type deals. So I came down here, and I had no idea who else was here. I was just like, I want to take pictures. And I saw, you know, I saw Vulcan, saw an Andorian, and I'm like, I got to go take pictures with them. It's someone with blue skin. I got to go. You know, I took pictures of the bridge. I'm driving home. Geeking out, posting pictures online, because of course that's what you do when you're here, which again kind of was what inspired the Promenadicon. That's what other people are going to do, free word of mouth, right? I'm at work the next day. Michael King, which is the producer of Valiant, hits me up on Facebook, says, you want to be in a movie? And instantly I'm like, you mean like porn? Like what are we like what are we talking about here? Like I'm, you know,
that's usually what you get whenever somebody says, hey, right? Wanna be in a movie?
Right? Like, you know, at this point I'm like, should I click the block button or like you know, and I'm like, what are we talking about? He's like, well, I need an engineer for my movie. You want to be in it? Have you ever acted before? I'm like, no, I haven't, but I'd love to be in your movie. Like, what are we talking about? He's like, well...
So it was more organic. You were just, yeah, like, here, and then they were like, hey,
yeah. He was like, that's awesome. He's like, well, you've got that look. I'm like, really? You want a fat, bald man in your movie?
Yes.
I'd love to do it. He's like, well, you've got that look that I'm looking for. I'm like, all right, sure, I'd love to do it. I mean, I've never acted before, but, I mean, I played Star Trek as a kid. I mean, yeah, I can do it. And so when he finally got to acting, you know, he was, you know, we had really good chemistry, and he was like, oh, well, you really can act. And then we did the scene for In the Sick Bay, and we did that too. And again, we had really good chemistry. So it was just one of those things where it's like, you know, awesome. And then my friends saw it, and they were like, oh, dude, you're a really good actor. And I'm like, not really. I'm just really good at playing pretend. I mean, you know, when you're married 17 years, you're really good at fibbing stuff. So, you know.
Everybody look over here.
So, you know, it's just, it was one of those things where it's like, you know, when you're surrounded by good, talented people and good, spirited people and people, you know, like-minded, you know, it's really good to be like, oh, we know what we're doing, you know, even though you don't necessarily know what you're doing. It's kind of like Captain Picard and Beverly Crusher when they were attached, you know, in that one episode. She's like, you really don't know what you're doing, do you? And he's like, no, but I'm good at pretending.
Yeah. That episode. Yeah. I like you, was a huge Next Generation fan. Mm-hmm. And whenever Richard said, you know, they've got this Promenadicon going, and you know, it's the old, and I was like, wait a minute, you can go on the bridge? And then he showed me this film, the Valiant film, and I'm like, so we're gonna go there, we're gonna stand there with that guy on that bridge. I said, sign me up. And that was just like, you know, it didn't matter that I never really watched this show. I seen enough of it and know enough about William Shatner and about the other act, George Takei, and you know, like, I follow him on Facebook, so you know, like, I was just like, you know, like, yes, I'll go see that. And then, like, after coming here and meeting people, it was, like, really awesome. And kind of makes me want to watch more of the older Star Trek, you know, because I really haven't seen a lot of that.
Well, we had one of our actresses that's coming on for The Ties That Bind, the second episode for Starship Valiant. She's coming on for the next episode, and she hadn't seen the original episodes. Now, I'm not, like I said, I'm not a very big TOS fan, but I've gone back and done a lot of research on that. Now, I love the movies from that era, except for Star Trek V. Don't get me started. I mean, I love that tongue in cheek, but you know, that's neither here nor there. But she'd not seen the original. She was like, I don't know where to start. I'm kind of, and I was like, hold on. Let me get off work, and I will send you a list of great episodes. Then you can go back and watch all the other ones. I was like, because you'll fall in love with these ones, and then you can go back and watch the other ones tongue-in-cheek. And she's like, really? You do that for me? I'm like, we're fans. These first episodes will make you fans, and then the other ones you can sit through and be like, oh god, I can't believe I'm watching this, but you'll still love it.
You talked earlier about you know, the bigger conventions going for the bigger, you know, the bigger paycheck and everything, and that's the fans themselves to a certain point have become very, very exclusive, you know, and it's unless you've been watching this show since birth and it's the only thing you've ever loved in your life, you cannot be in this group, you know. And so it's really nice that not only is this place you know, come in when you want, you know, it's free of charge or anything, but it doesn't matter who comes in, whether it's, you know, a diehard fan or somebody that's just tagging along looking, you know, because it could inspire them to go in and watch it, you know. You never know when you can make a fan, and to me that's like, There's no point in being a fan of something if you don't love to share it with people.
Well, see, in my group, The Promenade, like I said, I created The Promenade almost 5 years ago. And we created it originally just to be Star Trek, and then that got kind of boring. And so I was like, well, we can talk about Star Wars, too. And then that got kind of bored because you can only talk about those two for so long before you're like, oh, we run out of things to talk about. And then I was like, well, I like Batman, so let's talk about that too. And then it's like, well, let's open it up to comics. And then it's just so, well, there's only so much about those, you know. So it's like now it's just like all out geek stuff. But it was always family friendly because it's like I don't like vulgarity, and I mean, even though I cuss like a sailor, I've always kind of looked out for the younger generation because I've almost every job I've had, I've been a manager, and I've always kind of looked out for the people that worked under me. And sometimes they fall into drugs, or sometimes they do a little bit too much drinking, and you kind of got to be that person they look up to. And not saying I'm a hero or a role model of any kind or anything like that, but you kind of got to look out for that younger generation. And that was what I wanted The Promenade to be, some place where it's like a safe haven, where they can come and they can just geek out. And it's a place where, hey, I'm having a bad day, or I made a mistake, you know, I kind of fell back into this again, you know. And it's just a safe haven where they can feel free. They don't have to worry about, hey, I dropped 50 F-bombs, or, you know, hey, I got drunk last night and I you know, I'm going to do this, or, you know, sexual harassment stuff or whatever. You know, it's just a safe place. And it's like, this place here is kind of, you know, it's just a perfect place where you can come and you don't have to worry about anything like that. You don't have to worry about Tits McGee walking out, you know, and anything like that. It's just, it's a safe place where you're always welcome. You know, Promenade's the same way. You're always welcome there. You got good people. Starbase Studios, you got good people. It's just, it's a great relationship. You know, it's like, I like good people. It's people you want to be around. You know, it's just, I don't like bigger conventions because I don't like feeling like, man, I'm walking down Las Vegas Strip, you know. It's just, it's decent human beings, and like, I think that's what Star Trek represents. I think that's what a lot of fandoms have forgotten, is we're just good people at heart. Let's get back to that. You know, I don't want to pay $100 just to get in the front door. I just want to go someplace where it's like, man, I feel welcome again. You know, it's just, let's get back to that. You know, and I'll never charge for this. The moment I start charging for a cover charge, that's the day I'll close the door. So,
well, that's awesome.
I think we'll leave on that. We're getting a little bit busier, and you're having duties probably that you're people are like, there's fans, we appreciate you taking the time out for doing this. For everybody that's here at Promenadicon, we're having fun. Yes, fun. Promenadicon. That's a hard word for me to say. Vance did that to me purposely. he caught me on Facebook with that. But thank you for taking your time out today. We'll want to get some information, maybe Skype later, about some other stuff.
Right on, man.
One of the other things, thank you for doing what you do and supporting Comic Pop Library.
Thank you,
appreciate
brother.
That.
Thank you, brother.
We definitely want to come back and support. We're in the same mindset. We want to support anybody that's willing to let us support them. We'll put it out there. Word of mouth as much as we can is... you help us out, we'll help you out. All a big, happy, fun community, hopefully.
Right on, brother.
Thank you for doing this for everybody today, Vance. And keep on trekking.
Keep on geeking on, man.
All right, thank you.